Ahead on Only a Game, intrigue and fashion fun at the Kentucky Derby. But first, the NHL's second round of the postseason is underway. In the West, it's Chicago against Minnesota and Anaheim facing Los Angeles. In the East, the New York Rangers and Pittsburgh Penguins are paired up, and the Boston Bruins and Montreal Canadiens are meeting for a record 34th time in the postseason. As Only a Game's Doug Tribou reports, that rivalry is always passionate, contentious, and memorable.
If the postseason history between the Boston Bruins and Montreal Canadiens was a book, it would be as long as War and Peace. String together all of the playoff games between the two teams, just the playoff games, an NHL record 170 before this series, and that's more than two complete NHL seasons. Toronto and Detroit are next on the list, and they're still more than 50 games behind. Bruins coach Claude Julien has seen the rivalry from both sides. He was the head coach in Montreal from 2003 to 2006.
I hated Boston when I was in Montreal. Now I hate Montreal because I'm in Boston.
The Bruins and Canadiens played their first playoff series in 1929. Boston won that matchup, but from 1946 to 1987, Montreal dominated Boston in the postseason, winning 18 consecutive series. Things have been more even since then, and in 2011, in their last postseason meeting, the Bruins prevailed in an epic seven-game opening round series on their way to winning the Stanley Cup. Julien says the intensity of the rivalry makes his job easier and harder.
As a coach, you don't have to do much of a pep talk when it comes to playing each other. It's more about, control emotions, making sure that the rivalry is what it is. But that your game still remains a game that is under control.
Thanks, Bruins forward Patrice Bergeron says having an arch rival is a bonus for everyone.
I think it's great for the fans, great for us as players. It gets you going, gets you emotionally even more attached to games, and you want to win that much more.
Bergeron has spent the last decade in a Bruins uniform. On the other end of the spectrum is one of his newest teammates, Justin Florek. It's been a wild couple of weeks for the rookie. After Boston's five-game series against Detroit, Florek had skated in more playoff games than regular season games. He grew up in Michigan, rooting for the Red Wings, then scored his first career playoff goal against them. But Florek's well aware of the significance of Boston v. Montreal.
Oh, it's huge. From a fan perspective, you grew up watching these kind of series, and you see how intense they are on TV, and just the rivalry between the two teams, and now I get to play in a series like this. It's just going to be unbelievable.
The past few years have only amplified the feud. In 2011, Bruins captain Zdeno Chara checked Montreal's Max Pacioretty, who smashed into a stanchion near the benches and suffered a concussion and fractured vertebra. The league chose not to suspend Chara, which angered Montreal fans. This season, on something of a freak play, Pacioretty hit Boston's Johnny Boychuk into the boards. Boychuk was taken to a hospital. In the end, the defenseman wasn't seriously injured, but it's another moment that can be viewed differently north and south of the Canadian border. The Bruins had a few days to practice and rest after eliminating Detroit in Game 5 last weekend. The Canadiens' lightning-quick four-game sweep of Tampa Bay gave Montreal more than a week off before Thursday's Game 1 matchup in Boston. Claude Julien says both teams opened the playoffs at a high level.
Montreal had a great series against Tampa. Anybody watch that series recognize that, so we're a group right now that feels good about our game, but we're that same group that understands that we have a tough series ahead of us.
The ending hasn't been written yet, but the 34th postseason series between Montreal and Boston is certain to be another heated chapter in hockey's greatest book. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.